Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our lead this evening, I'm joined by Johan Goetzee, the MD of Rossing Uranium. Welcome, Johan.
Thank you, Angie.
Johan, what were the key highlights of this year's Rossing Uranium sustainability report?
I think the key highlights were that we had a fairly steady year. We didn't do as well as the previous year in 2023, but we did take out 1 month for a full maintenance shut to set the plant up for increased performance and more sustainable performance in the years to come, including this year, obviously. So financially, we did very well. We were slightly short on our production tons, although we still served all our delivery contracts that we had in place. We did very well on our sustainable investment front, on our CSR projects. Total amount of 61 million was donated to the various projects we were running. 36 million went to the Rossing Foundation out of that, who are basically focused on supporting projects in the education, sustainable livelihood, women and youth, as well as governance spheres. And then I think the big project that Rossing did on its own was the building a police station in the DRC, informal settlement in Swakopmund, to the tune of 23 million that we completed this year, which we are very proud of. And then we also still supported some upgrades into the health sector and obviously some other requests from the Rongo governor that we also assisted him with.
Johan, how does this report differ from previous years in terms of focus or achievements?
I think this is the second year where we have actually changed the format of our report. Obviously, the world is more focused on ESG, environmental, sustainable, and governance. So we've actually changed our report around to actually focus and cover all of those specific areas as well. It's very important because stakeholders these days more and more look at what is your impact on the environment, what's your impact in terms of sustainability on communities you work with, and what is a very strong requirement from suppliers and from customers is that governance must be very strong. So our report is really focused on those areas. So it's telling the same story, but with those pillars in mind. So that is basically the big change in that.
Yes, talking about governance and transparency, how does Rossing ensure accountability and transparency in its sustainability practice?
I think the sustainability and performance report we launched is basically just that. We have got nothing to hide. So what you will read in this report, and it can be accessed on our website as well, is all we do. Everything in there, we're not hiding anything in there. You see our structures, you see where we fit in, you see what we have done, the good and the bad. And I think that is very important. We want to be transparent to our stakeholders. One of our biggest stakeholders, they're also shareholders, obviously government. We have to make sure that we work according to regulations and that we are good corporate citizens. So yes, I think Rossing has been in operation for 49 years now, and I think it's very important. In all of those 49 years, people knew exactly where they stand with Rossing.
Wonderful. Then, Johan, how does Rossing plan to align future operations with Namibia's national development goals or green economy ambitions?
Okay. Now, that's an interesting question. So in terms of our major sponsorship, as I said, go through the Rossing Foundation, which was established in 1978. It's an independent trust. And in terms of strategy on that side, it is totally aligned with the SDGs established by government, followed by government. We follow those lines. In terms of our energy footprint and those things we do, we're obviously focusing on green energy where we can, coming as energy efficient as we can do. And yes, so we are very proud of our records. We are very open with our records. And we work very closely with government. We will make sure that what they want to achieve, that it's also aligned with what we are busy doing. Because at the end of the day, we are working for the people of Namibia, as our slogan say.
And then, Johan, is Rossing exploring any partnerships to improve its environmental or social impact?
No, we work very much internally. Obviously, what we do, we are ISO 14001 and ISO 45001 accredited. So we do the international accreditations on those type of things. But our partners are really is the government, is the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism, MEFT, and the different ministries, where we are working very close with them to make sure that we align with their expectations and what their guidelines and goals is going forward.
How is Rossing addressing water usage, especially with Namibia's dry climate?
I think we are very proud of that record as well. You know, when Rossing started up in the late 70s, we consumed more than 10 million cubic meters of fresh water per annum. That number we've reduced now to just over 2 million cubic meters per annum. 70% of the water we use on site is recycled water that we just keep in a circuit. It has some detrimental impact on our processes, but that's something we can live with. And as we speak now, we're busy with a huge project where we see if we can further treat the internal water streams to further reduce our fresh water requirement. So, yeah, 70% water recycling went down from in the early years of the mine from over 10 million cubic meters of water a year to just over 2 million cubic meters per year.
Thank you, Juan. And just the last question, what can we expect going forward for Rossing?
Exciting things. Current life of mine of Rossing is looking at the end of life at 2036. That's a project that was approved by our board in 2023. And we're still busy implementing that. And that's just a further expansion of our current SJ pit, which we've been mining since 1976. But we're now looking at other ore deposits as well. And we're actually now very fast running on trying to extend our life of mine beyond 2036. And our aim will always be to become the first millennial uranium mine in Namibia. But exciting things are happening. So watch the press.
Great, great stuff. Thank you. There you have it. That was Juan Kutsia with some exciting news for Rossing. Juan, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Have a nice day.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes. Insight, advice, impact.